Better decide which side they're on. A lot of people don't even know what sides there are. That's why the globalists don't want this show on the air, because we're laying out from the globalists' own white papers, their own statements, how the cow ate the old cabbage, and creating a very accurate map for folks to overlay with the disinformation that they see in mainstream media to try to then come up with a solution to counter the globalist technocracy.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
What's wrong?
Nothing really. I just feel that I need something stronger.
If you have a problem, don't hesitate to ask for assistance.
Stay calm.
For more enjoyment and greater efficiency, consumption is being standardized.
Excursions. If you feel you are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in drug evasion.
Bloomberg, the Trump slump. Why the market said goodbye to the Trump bump? Well, because the Federal Reserve raised a bunch of interest rates and signaled with regulations that the Democrats and the deep state were going to ignore all of the innovations and the attempt to release a lot of hidden technology to get us out of the technology slump.
50 years ago, our government drove the innovation that inspired the world and put Americans on the moon. Today, many of our agencies rely on painfully outdated technology. And yet we have the greatest people in technology that the world has ever seen right here with us in this room.
They're openly cheerleading for the economy implode and then blaming Trump for it. Just like they've said in Europe, we're going to blame Italy for an economic downturn. We're going to blame the UK for trying to get out of the unelected EU. It's the exact tactic of economic terrorism. But even bigger than the Federal Reserve raising all these interest hikes they never once did with Obama, they've now done, what, 8 times with Trump and signaled more to come. Even worse than that is Nancy Pelosi says she won't rule out impeachment for Trump. And, of course, we've got Nancy Pelosi's daughter wearing crazy cat lady glasses to hide the fact that her and her mother have gotten over $1 billion with her dad since Nancy was in the House.
Just what are your feelings about this person who you know quite well becoming Speaker of the House for a second time?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. That's all you need to know about her.
When I said this was traitorous and outrageous, didn't call for her death or any violence, she went on Fox News and said I was calling for violence. And we confirmed that they approached the Justice Department and demanded that I be arrested. But it's okay. She's wearing pink cat lady glasses. So if Hitler wore pink cat lady glasses, it'd be okay, right? Hank Johnson, the guy that says that islands float, has come out and called him Hitler and said that he should be thrown out of office.
Much like Hitler took over the Nazi Party, Trump has taken over the Republican Party.
We have Sheila Jackson Lee and Alexandra Cortez calling for reparations to be paid to black people.
Do you believe President Trump is a racist?
Yeah, no question.
How can you say that?
When you look at the words that he uses, which are historic dog whistles of white supremacy, when you look at how he reacted to the Charlottesville incident where neo-Nazis murdered a woman versus how he manufactures crises like immigrants seeking legal refuge on our borders, it's night and day.
And so now, a growing U.S. economy, new jobs coming back is not seen as something that is an absolute.
That's Alex Jones.
Sure,
that is a John Bound report. You can find it at Infowars.com. You can share that link with everybody that you know. You can find it on the Resistance News at YouTube. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, January 7th, 2019. Stay with us, folks. Tons of headline news from consumer electronics to the yellow vests in France. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life.
Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 7th of January, 2019. Thank you so much for being with us. David Knight was hoping to be back here in the seat with you today. We insisted he take a little bit longer to rest. After all, he did suffer a major heart attack, but he is doing well and is recovering and is expected to be back in the chair very shortly. We have just an insane amount of news to cover for you today from CES. That's the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. We have headlines about flying cars, about Apple sort of getting a little too big for their britches and trying to act as if they're standing up against Google and Amazon in the interest of their users' privacy. We'll get to the truth behind that assertion a little bit later in the show. Some DNA testing kits, 23andMe has decided to perhaps be sold to GlaxoSmithKline. So we'll break down exactly what that entails. Facebook, of course, coming out with even more just insanely invasive technology for you, the consumer, in 2019. But over all of it is the sudden awareness that, hey, wait, maybe we shouldn't allow these tech companies to put surveillance systems throughout our entire homes, lives, offices, and just everywhere. Finally, people are seemingly waking up to this. About time. You know, it's only about 10 years too late. If only they'd been listening to and watching InfoWars for the last decade or so, they would have seen this coming and be able to fight back against it. At this point, you know what they do. They wait until it's too late and then they act like they're going to try to deal with it. It's all a dog and pony show. They are still violating your privacy. They are still selling your information. They are still harvesting you like a crop, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll break it all down. Also a lot of good political news. Well, not good political news, but very interesting political news. Scalise has claimed that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's supporters are radicals after they tweet at him, snipe his and kick his cane. So yes, the man who was shot nearly to death just a few years ago by an insane leftist radical socialist now has insane leftist radical socialist calling for his assassination openly on Twitter. Folks, if you were with us on Friday, if you watched the show on Friday, you know I was a little hot under the collar, you might say, because of the just insane behavior coming from the Democrats, newly in Congress, the newly ensconced freshman Democrats, and I shouldn't even call them Democrats. That's the party that they belong to. They are open and avowed socialists trying to enact a program of socialism and, I mean, just blatant communism under the guise of the Green New Deal, which really does a lot to really lay out exactly what their plan is. I mean, it's not even hidden anymore. They're basically telling you, hey, we're going to use environmentalism as a wedge and as a hammer, as a sledge to force you into our positions, which is, of course, communism. And so they're pretty much blatantly saying that now. Now, I had the weekend to sort of cool off, sort of think about what was going on and maybe come to a more level-headed and calm position. Unfortunately, not only am I not calmed by my weekend of thinking about this stuff, but I have done a great deal of research and have discovered that we are in even an even more tenuous and dangerous position than I formerly considered. Part of this comes from a phone call that we got on Friday of somebody from Houston who warned us about a woman named Lena Hidalgo. Lena Hidalgo is a 27-year-old PERMA student. She spent the majority of her life as a student. She was born in Colombia, moved to Mexico and then Peru before eventually settling in Texas at the age of 14. She attended Stanford and Harvard I believe NYU, basically studying criminal justice reform and political science. She's 27 years old, has never held a real job in her entire life. In fact, her only jobs have been temporary gigs, things like translating at a hospital. Well, this woman, Lena Hidalgo, is now the more or less chief executive of Harris County. That is the third most populous county in the nation. She is now at the head of a $5 billion budget. She is now in control of. She is now responsible for flood control and all sorts of stuff. She beat out a 20-year veteran of the position. He'd been there for 20 years. His name is Ed Emmett, well respected by just about everybody in the community. But she forced him out. She forced him out not because people voted for her, not because she particularly campaigned in a passionate or you know, attention-grabbing way. No, I'll break down in the next couple segments, or maybe a little bit later in this hour, exactly how she was able to get into office, exactly how this lays bare the Democratic playbook, and exactly what changes she is going to make to this position and how that relates to the rest of what's going on in Washington and in Congress in general. So Lena Hidalgo is now the head judge of Harris County, which means she is more or less, in many ways, the chief executive of that county and responsible for the third largest county in the United States with a $5 billion budget. How she plans to use it, well, it may shock you unless you've been paying attention, in which case she's using it in exactly the way that you would expect a Democratic ideological socialist to wield the power that she's been given by the people. She is planning on turning this administrative position that is in charge of setting the budget and setting the tax rates and taking care of emergency management and very many administrative, cut and dry, very, you know, basic responsibilities that Lena Hidalgo has. She is now completely changing that entire position and has taken it upon herself in the position of judge to propagandize and completely brainwash the youth of Houston, Texas, and Harris County into convincing them that the purpose of the government, the purpose of the county government, is to basically give them free stuff. She is, I mean, I'll show you, folks. I'll break it down. I'll walk you through it, exactly how she is abusing her power and using her position to propel the Democratic socialist, which, why even put the word Democratic in front of it, the socialist agenda throughout America. This is where we're at, folks. If you are basically just a mildly educated, decent-looking Hispanic woman who can just spout the most boilerplate socialist rhetoric. I mean, literally, this woman didn't even campaign very hard. You see articles written during the campaign. They're like, does she even want to win? Here's the thing. Here's the thing maybe I forgot to mention. She won with 87% of the ballots cast for her are straight ballots, which means the people probably didn't even know who she was, probably didn't even read her name. This was just simply a result of the concerted effort to get out the vote for socialists and Democrats in Houston and Harris County, of course, funded not just in part, but almost wholly by people from New York and California who came in to Houston, Texas, zeroed in, laser focused on minority groups to get them out to vote. And sort of as a unintended consequence of this, we now have Lena Hidalgo, 27-year-old PERMA student, has done nothing with her life except for backpack through Indonesia on her parents' money. She is now in charge of Harris County and is using her position exclusively to propel her ideology that is socialism. This is where we're at now. It's not just happening on the national level. Where it is happening very intensely on the national level, it's happening at the local level. This is a concerted takeover of the United States. It's happening rapidly. It's happening now, folks. This is war, and we are on the front lines here waging it with the information you need to understand exactly who is trying to take over your country for themselves. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. This is the David Knight Show, January 7th, 2019. We'll get to all the news on the other side, and we'll share the clips that you need to see to stay informed. Stay with us, folks. Infowars.com is where you go to find the link to this show. Infowars.com/show is where you go, and send that link out to all your friends. Stay with us, folks. More on the other side.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today, January 7th, 2019. Our top stories today, the yellow vest protests have erupted across now the UK and various European countries. Folks, the cat is out of the bag. Pandora's box is open, and the protests in France have exploded themselves. They've exploded in different countries. They're now coming out with the official charter of the yellow vest, the 25 demands to end the crisis. They've stormed a ministry in Paris. The images coming out of this clash are epic. And I don't use that word lightly. These are the images that dystopian nightmares are made of, or dystopian dreams are made of, if you, like we here at InfoWars, are big fans of the yellow vest and think that this is a sign to come, that the people who have been oppressed and subjugated by the global elite for too long have finally said we have had enough and they're standing up against it. There's no sign of this ending soon, and no sign that Macron or any of his ministers or any of the elitists in the EU and France have any idea what to do about this protest. It's great news. We'll watch some very, very good video from that just a little bit later. Also in the news, the Golden Globes apparently happened, but I don't give anything about that, so I'm just going to completely ignore what's going on there. We also have, of course, CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, happening in Las Vegas. All sorts of cool stuff coming out about, you know, flying cars and great stuff that really, helps us finally see that we're able to realize the dream of humanity from, you know, the 1950s with the flying cars. I mean, literally the stuff coming out of CES right now looks like the Jetsons. The only problem is, on top of that, you have 1984. So you have privacy concerns all over the place. You have Apple actually putting a billboard up right across from CES that says, quote, "What happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone." This story from CNBC frames it as saying Apple has a message for Amazon and Google, and it's plastered on the side of a hotel at the biggest tech conference of the year. Apple saying, "What happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone." Now, far be it from me to suggest that people like Apple and big tech would lie to you or would say something that's not entirely true, but we do know that just last year, Apple surrendered its keys to the iCloud to China in order to get into that lucrative Chinese market. They had to agree to basically give the Chinese government a back door to everything that happens on their platform. So just take it from me, folks. When Apple says what happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone, yeah, what they're not saying is, they're probably able to look at your iPhone and see exactly what's in there. I mean, they say, "We're not trying to sell your data. While Amazon and Google use your data, if sometimes anonymously, to try to sell you stuff." Yeah, Apple doesn't do that. Apple will just slow down your phone with updates to get you to buy new stuff. It will just do all sorts of, it'll simply use slaves in China to build its stuff. These companies are practically competing with each other to see who can be more evil and invasive. And just Facebook now knows how to track you using dust on your camera lens. Facebook is also, it's not Facebook itself, it's the Zuckerberg, I can't remember what his wife's name is, but the Zuckerberg Foundation is doing scientific studies that have allowed them to stop a monkey mid-movement. If a monkey is reaching out for food, they zap him in a certain part of his brain and it stops his movement. Yes, they are literally figuring out the technology that is necessary to operate you like a puppet, like a marionette, an electronic marionette made to dance for them. So a lot of big tech news as well. And of course, the biggest news of our time, of this particular instance in time, is the insanity going on in Washington and in politics across the country. You have a former law enforcement official saying that the Benghazi cover-up was to protect the Clinton Foundation, and that General Mike Flynn was attacked because he knew too much. You have Alan Dershowitz coming out and saying that secret emails about underage sex allegations will put prominent people in handcuffs. You have now, there's a lot of stories about race and about equality. Of course, we have the Green New Deal setting out to create artificial equality across the entire strata of our civilization. And you have the story about this young girl, this 7-year-old girl who was killed in Houston. And of course, it came out immediately that it was a white man, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man that had just heartlessly shot this girl, probably because he was a white supremacist. That was the story that was plastered all over places like the Young Turks and BuzzFeed and all these other places for quite a while, until it was revealed, I believe yesterday, that it was in fact a black man that had shot her in a drive-through shooting. Now, of course, that story is of no interest to the liberals, and they are going to pretend like they're regretting ever bringing it up. They think, darn it, if only we'd known that this was just another example of black-on-black violence, we never would have pretended to care. That's what they're thinking. They don't care, folks. They only care if they can try to use it as a battering ram or as a cudgel to beat down, certain people and artificially make it seem as if this was just a race-based act of hatred. No, it was a act of hatred and senselessness and killing perpetrated by a black man. I'm so sorry that you now have to cover that. You know, I wish for your sake that you, dear mainstream media, could have just ignored this, like you are so able to ignore the staggering amounts of black-on-black violence coming out of the major cities in America. They only care about this if they think they can use it as a cudgel to divide along race lines. Absolutely sick. The other sort of twist on this story is rumor has it that the mother of the victim and the mother of the shooter were friends on Facebook. So the question is, did this little girl's mother know that she was lying when she was the one who reported that it was a white man who shot her daughter? Did she in fact know the identity of the shooter and tried to protect him by blaming it on someone of a different race? That is the speculation. That is the rumor. Nothing confirmed, but it's, I don't know how else she mistook that man for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man. If you look at the police sketch compared to the mugshot, yeah, a little bit of a discrepancy. So this is just a senseless killing, just shooting into a car full of little girls and killing one of them. It's absolutely tragic. It's just been compounded by the fact that it's been lied about and used as a wedge to try to divide races even farther. That's just some of the top stories, folks. We'll get to more on the other side. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on The David Knight Show. So glad that you're with us. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support this show and everything we do here at InfoWars, getting you the truth unfiltered, unbiased, except we're biased for freedom and liberty and respect for all mankind. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's The David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today, January 7th, 2019. We are already halfway through the first hour, folks. My gosh, time flies when you're having fun. And it is sure is fun to break down and help elucidate for you fine people out there just how despicable and power hungry these people who are trying to do everything they can to shut you down are. And, you know, like I was saying, on Friday, I was hot on the color because it suddenly became clear just how aggressive these socialists are and just how willing they are to openly abuse their power for their own gain. Now, we saw on Friday or Thursday, we saw, impeach that mother effer. We saw Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just getting into all sorts of nonsense. You know, I would love to just not talk about her. I would love to just not talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because, I mean, you can see it happening. You can see the fact that the media has identified this woman as the Trojan horse through which they are going to implement socialism or communism or whatever it is. So they play her up. They put all sorts of eyes on her and they act as though conservatives are the ones talking about this woman. And then conservatives have to come out. Like, I have to come out and talk about the fact that we're not talking about her. Okay? She is, I mean, and I can't, I really cannot explain just how, puppet-like these people are. These particular, socialist characters are, that have come out of nowhere with zero experience. Zero whatsoever experience. No name recognition. No, nothing to qualify them whatsoever. And people, you know, I'll be talking about this with people and they'll say, well, I mean, Donald Trump didn't have a position in government. Donald Trump was eating dinners with cardinals and presidents and making multinational deals in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. He's had 30 years of experience negotiating at the very, very highest levels. And we've seen through his work in the office that he was well suited, eminently capable of wielding that office. What we have now are people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who embarrasses herself and says ridiculous things. Every single interview she has is the next level of ridiculousness. And then she even says things. We got to get this clip. I just got to have it to where we can just play it all the time, where somebody asks her something that she doesn't have an opinion on. And so she literally says, well, I'm going to have to, you know, I'm a democratic socialist, so I'm going to have to go back and ask the democratic socialists what my position on that is. And then I'll get back to you and tell you what I think. Do you know who the democratic socialists are? They're fools who are having their strings pulled by billionaires from California and New York and not America. And they are just complete Trojan horses, complete useful idiots being used by these people. And you know this is true because the stupid things she says, the ridiculous things that this woman claims and says are not even questioned by the mainstream media. And then last week you have the saga of her dancing video. Let me break down for you exactly what this dancing video was. This is the blueprint for how to manufacture a story. So first, we have this video of her dancing on a rooftop in a shirt for a Boston University shirt while she was in college is when this video was produced. This video has been out for months and months and months. I saw this video at least in the, you know, early fall before Thanksgiving. This video has been out forever. It's just her dancing, having a good time. Who cares? She's a college student. It's like, you know, whatever. I guess she's qualified to be in a dance troupe. She's not qualified to be a congresswoman. But the issue was that this has been out forever. Okay. And then suddenly it surfaces. Suddenly it's plastered all across Twitter. It's this one anonymous account that has since been deleted that posts this video and says something like, oh, she's so dumb and not qualified or whatever. And from that one tweet has now been extrapolated an entire saga of, you know, now you go on, I went on my BBC app yesterday, and under World News, one of the top stories is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, claps back at the evil right-wingers who shame her for dancing. And it's like, okay, so you have a video that's months and months old. You release it through an anonymous account who criticizes it. No one else in the media is obsessed with it. Nobody in the GOP or the conservative media has anything to say about it. Everybody says what nobody cares about this. As the crew's pulled up, Ryan Saavedra, can you keep that up, guys? Says, very simple. They claim the GOP is obsessed with AOC and they cite a blogger. They claim the right-wing media attacked her and they cite the New York Times as an example. They claim the GOP booed her. They show a video that doesn't support their claim. Then they claim conservatives lost their mind over her dancing video and have no proof. No, I'm not losing my mind over the dancing video. I'm losing my mind over the ability of the elites and their media puppets to manufacture reality, to have an excuse to go, okay, not only are we going to have this video of this, you know, very attractive socialist dancing all over the place, then we're going to say that the conservatives are evil because they hate it. Then we're going to, do another video of her dancing because isn't she, you know, so epic and fierce and fighting back and she's so cool. They are actively manipulating the minds of young impressionable people to convince them that socialism is cool. Yes, quit playing it, guys. You're playing into their, you're playing into their game. Crew keeps playing this video. I don't want to see it. I don't care about it. It is nothing. So they completely manufacture this and now it's all over international news, claiming as if the Democrats hate this and she's super brave for standing up against it, when in reality, all the conservatives are over here looking around and going, who is mad at this? Who are they talking about? Who said that this is a bad thing? She's dancing. Who cares? So, I mean, that's just the way that they manufacture reality, folks. And they're not just doing it, you know, it's like they play the long game. They know how to play the long game. They're just pumping her up right now. They're just putting her out there constantly as much as they can. They want her to say crazy stuff and then they don't correct it. They don't say, excuse me, young lady, that's insane. I will not say retarded. That's a bad word to say, so I won't say it. Now folks, I haven't told you what's going on the rest of this show. The rest of the show, I'm going to have Matt Bracken on at 9 a.m. That's in 20 minutes. He's going to help me co-host the entire second hour. We will get his expertise on the ongoing situations in the government and around the world. Then at 10 a.m., I'm going to be joined by Millie Weaver, who has a very big story to break, very just groundbreaking news. Stay with us and see exactly what that is. Of course, I'm going to continue to break down the advancement of the Yellow Vest movement, including a very fantastic music video made by that movement that is really the one thing in a sea of, you know, just bad news, in a sea of just headlines about DNA testing companies being sold to pharmaceutical companies, to just communism coming in full force, to, you know, reparations and all this bad news. The one sort of flicker of hope is this music video that I'll show you on the other side of this break that I guarantee you won't want to miss and might indeed lift your heart a little bit to know that there are people out there doing what they need to do to make the change and get the message out and bring down this corrupt globalist government that we are being subjected to all over the world. We are fighting back. The spirit of humanity is rising inextricably, unstoppably rising. Folks, the tide is coming in. The wave of humanity and freedom is finally pushing back against the almost century-long deluge of globalism, socialism, and stealing your rights. So we'll break it all down as we continue. This is the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. Infowars.com/show is the link to send out to all your friends. Stay with us. More on the other side of these messages.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, I want to hear from you. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, January 7th, 2019. I want to hear from you because, folks, one of the most valuable things that happened to me last week was we got a call, and I wish I could remember the guy's name because I'd like to thank him, who let us know about Lena Hidalgo. Now, I'd heard of her. I knew she had unseated County Judge Ed Emmett of Harris County. That's the county in which Houston resides, third largest, most populous county in the nation. She unseated that 20-year incumbent based on the backs of socialist get-out-the-vote programs trying to support Beto and Democrats. They voted straight ticket. As consequence, this 27-year-old permanent student and Democratic socialist activist is now in office. And so, you know, thank you so much to whoever you were who called in about that, because I dug deep and I found some very interesting information about this woman in particular and how it elucidates and illustrates the plan of the socialist, you know, manipulators and puppet masters, the plan that they have to irrevocably change the landscape of the United States. The very fabric of our society is being undermined at the local and administrative level of the United States. And I will talk about that right now. First, I want to give out this number to get more calls in, whether you want to tell us about a story we may not have covered, give your own comments about stories we are covering, or just let us know what you think. That number is 1-888-201-2244. Again, call in about whatever topic you'd like. That's 1-888-201-2244. Lines are open. So Lena Hidalgo, raised by immigrant family, born in Colombia when the drug war still raged and everybody knew someone had been kidnapped. Travis, you had something you want to say about this. This is producer Travis Knight. About this idea that she was that she says on her website, she was born in Colombia when the drug war still raged and everyone knew somebody who'd been kidnapped. Sounds awful. Sounds like an awful place.
It's just striking to me that these people claim that they want what's best for America and they run for office and they've come from these awful places and they invariably try to implement these same awful policies that they came from.
Exactly.
I mean, Colombia is still just a mess. All of South America is to a large extent. And yet these people, Lena Hidalgo, never done anything else, but all she knows is she wants to bring that awful system of government here.
Right, right. They're not afraid to actually criticize it in Colombia. They're not afraid to say, oh, the drug war in Colombia was awful. Everybody knew had somebody who'd been kidnapped. It was so bad. And then you have somebody like Donald Trump saying, well, let's close the border and not let these evil, bad kidnapping people in. And they go, whoa, that's racist. That's bad. It's a total disconnect. It's a great point. And she says, this is amazing. This is the ability of the socialist, manipulators. Yeah. Just listen to this. I hope you appreciate this. This is in her biography, right? So she pursued a joint degree in law and public policy at NYU and Harvard. She conducted research on criminal justice policies and coordinated with advocacy groups and governments to push for criminal reform. And none of that means anything, all right? So she pursued, all right, well, did she get the joint degree? It doesn't even say that she graduated here. She just pursued it. And then she conducted research on criminal justice policies, all right? Does that mean she, Googled some statistics? Like, what does that mean? And then coordinated with advocacy groups and governments to push for criminal justice reform. They're trying to make it sound like she had some sort of important position that she was making decisions. No, that doesn't mean that. She just coordinated with advocacy groups and governments. So she probably, went knocking on doors or something with some advocacy group. But this is the best one. Before that, Lena worked through Southeast Asia to promote transparency and accountability by supporting journalists, bloggers, and artists. This is a little translation for you. Lena backpacked through Southeast Asia with her friends who kept a blog about it. That's what that means, because worked through Southeast Asia to promote transparency and accountability. Okay, well, did she work to promote transparency and accountability? No, she did that. She worked to promote transparency and accountability by supporting journalists, bloggers, and artists. How do you support journalists, bloggers, and artists? Well, I don't know. That's a very vague way to phrase that. She probably just backpacked through Indonesia with a friend that kept an Instagram about the trip, and they frame it in a way that makes it sound like she's somehow qualified to run the third largest county in the United States. So, about the position, the county judge is not a judicial position. It is instead the county executive and the head of Harris County's governing body called the County Commissioner's Court. Now, of course, before she became the head of the County Commissioner's Court, she had never attended a single meeting of the County Commissioner's Court. Interesting that she is now running it. She is overseeing a $4.3 billion budget that helps pay for key services in Harris County, which has over 4.5 million inhabitants. It adopts a budget, sets a tax rate, calls for bond elections, builds and maintains county infrastructure such as roads, bridges, and oversees county courthouses, jails, libraries, and parks, along with the Harris County Flood Control District. Harris County, Houston in general, is notoriously flooded. It is the Bayou City. It floods all the time. This is a very important position that she now holds. She takes care of the roads and the courthouses and the floods. This is important, but she has taken it upon herself to, by her own, decision, dramatically change what she sees as the position of this job. In fact, she says her number one listing on her website under issues is education. And what does she want to do? She wants to equalize access to childhood early education in Harris County. She wants to lead the charge in urging the state to restore its sharply declining financial commitment to education, to address disciplinary disparities among children or among races of children, among classes of children, amongst segments of children that she has all lumped in together, which may set many up for a lifetime of underperformance. Read more about Lena's childhood education plan in her op-ed on the topic. So we go to her op-ed on the topic, and we see that she wants to conquer inequality in Houston And basically her gripe is that black children are punished more than white children. Now, is that because black children are misbehaving more than white children? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The fact that more black children are being punished means it's racist and we have to stop punishing them because it, you know, in these people's minds, it's the punishment that's the bad part. It's not the misbehaving. Of course, we saw the result of this exact type of program in Parkland when you had that mass shooter completely ignored by the system because they didn't want to seem like they were punishing people too much. That allowed him to continue his behavior unchecked and ended with many people dying. Literally, getting rid of that program would have done more to save those kids than getting rid of guns, I guarantee you. But yeah, she basically is completely remaking this position in her own image, in the image of the socialist activist. She is using her position to try to just totally out of the bounds of her position, trying to put forward socialist policies that have nothing to do with what she's been hired to do. Is she going to be able to deal with the floods and the roads as well as she needs to be able to when she's so busy trying to create universal equality amongst the school children of Houston? No, I don't think she will. And then, of course, you search Lena Hidalgo Act Blue, and you find that she has had the only page that actually shows up is Support Lena Hidalgo in San Francisco, California, where you have up to $5,000 or more able to be contributed to Lena Hidalgo from California. So again, 87% of her votes came from straight ticket ballots, meaning that they did not vote for her particularly. They voted for Democrats as a whole, and she was just happened to be the recipient of those votes. So you have people from California spending a ton of money to get this completely unknown and inexperienced woman into the position. She ran unopposed for the Democratic primary, which means she was up against Ed Emmett, who'd been in the position, well-respected, well-loved, no complaints for 20 years. She gets in this position because of the concerted effort of Democrats from outside the state going into Houston and activating very large portions of demographics that are guaranteed to vote for Democrats. They try to use that, or they do successfully use that, to get her into the position where then she decides to use her judgeship to try to expand socialism throughout all aspects of life, including a foundation of what she calls the Transition Group and Civic Saturdays, which include a large gathering organized around a specific theme. Examples include education, health, and transportation that will give people a chance to share new ideas for improving their community and hear from others, but also small working groups for people who have devoted time into how to best realize community-driven ideas through county government. Is that how the county government can help you achieve your goals? No, it's how you can have the county government achieve your goals for you, how you could pass off the buck to the county government, and then, of course, classroom-style lessons on the working of county government. So she's now using her position to propagandize the next generation into seeing the government as a socialistic structure. That's what's happening, folks. That's the takeover of America.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select, storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me any time you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yourself with yourself.
Oh my God. The sheer horror. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is dancing! A 9-year-old video of her literally dancing. Oh my God. But seriously, who would get triggered by this video? I saw this video a month ago. I watched it. My only thought was, oh, she's pretty hot. But no, apparently, according to the media, AOC is being attacked for dancing. And who's attacking her? One f***ing incel on Twitter. And then some stupid QAnon conspiracy account on Twitter. Literally, two f***ing incels on Twitter are attacking her for dancing. And yeah, I don't doubt that there were a handful of idiotic, imbecilic boomers that also got triggered by this. But seriously, the origin of this was two people being triggered. But no, according to the media, and according to AOC herself, this must mean, because two incels got triggered over this dancing video, that the entire GOP thinks women dancing are scandalous. Ocasio-Cortez on viral dancing video. Unsurprising that GOP thinks having fun should be disqualifying or illegal. Wow, turns out that anonymous incel Twitter account which tweeted the AOC dancing vid was representative of the entire Republican Party. Who knew? So the guy who made the original mashup of the video of her dancing reached out to me on Twitter and said this. I created the original AOC dance remix video and uploaded it to YouTube on December 2nd, over a month ago. I never created it to cause any controversy or scandal at all. I just did it because I saw the search term Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dancing and noticed there was no video actually named that. I took the Boston College video and just used AOC's dancing parts and changed the music. There was no intent to smear at all. That is an entirely false narrative created by liberals. It's complete bull****. Here's the video that he uploaded on December 2nd. So this video has been around for weeks, over a month. I saw it a month ago. Thought, oh, that's interesting, and she's quite hot. End of story. And that's what 99% of right-wingers and conservatives thought as well. This is a completely fraudulent, fake media narrative to say that the entire right wing is triggered by her dancing when it's literally two f***ing incels on Twitter that got upset. Read the description on the video uploaded by the conservative news YouTube channel over a month ago, where they said, quote, she looks pretty good dancing. The media then turned this into Republicans hate women having fun and dancing because one incel tweeted it and got upset. Anonymous Twitter account makes fun of an old video of a Democrat dancing. Media headlines, Republicans hate dancing women. Women post videos of themselves dancing to own the GOP. Manufacturing reality. That's as stupid as saying that this idiot, Jeffrey Gutterman, who got triggered by the fact that Trump was standing in front of some skinheads, three men who just happened to be balding or have short hair, that's like saying he's representative of the entire Democratic Party. That's how stupid it is to claim that because two f***ing incels on Twitter got triggered by AOC dancing, that then the entire GOP or the entirety of conservatives are triggered or owned by getting upset over her dancing. Absolute stupidity. So no, there wasn't an army of conservatives attacking Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she was dancing. Nor were the vast majority of people upset about it. Most people thought it was quite relatable and quite
cute. That is Paul Joseph Watson breaking down the ability of the mainstream media to manufacture reality out of whole cloth and decide what they want you to think is happening regardless of what's really happening. Fantastic work by Paul Joseph Watson. You can see it on Infowars.com. Go there now. Send it out. Show people the truth or else how are they going to know? How are they going to know if you don't send it to them? They won't. So it's your job. Do it.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 7th of January, 2019. A little bit later in this hour, we will be joined by Matt Bracken, who will help us break down some of the biggest stories of the day. I'll be going to your calls in just a minute. Let me just go through some headlines here while I have you. Some kind of funny ones, actually. Young mother barred from a pub, this is in the UK, for wearing a t-shirt saying what? Saying woman, semicolon, human female. It was a t-shirt that had the definition of what a woman is in plain black and white, and she was kicked out of a pub because it could possibly offend transgender people. Not that there was any transgender person in the pub, just in case. Better kick her out for wearing a t-shirt that has a dictionary definition of the word woman on it. My gosh. And then, of course, we have studies coming out saying that men are actually more disadvantaged than women in the UK, the US, and most of Europe. So naturally, we demand that laws be made to put men in positions of power and to discriminate against women. That is only following the ideology of the liberals. We're just trying to be good liberals now. So now that we know that men are more disadvantaged than women, we demand the government come in and stop women from lording their power over us. It's only liberal to do so. Of course, the Golden Globes were last night. It's kind of sad. I used to look forward to these types of events. Now I literally don't even know that they happen until it's over already. And then I don't find that I'm upset that I didn't see it. Why? Because naturally it was filled with anti-Trump, anti-liberty, anti-American, anti-border security propaganda throughout. Says, this was Brad Simpson decried walls as hateful last night. This story is from Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com. Resist at the ballot box, they say. And then Paul tweets out pictures from the Golden Globes that show the high level of security for the people there. That seems to be at odds with the ideas that they are expounding from the pulpit. They say they tell us that we should not be scared of people that are different than us. They tell us we should have walls around ourselves. Those forces of hate and fear are still with us. Well, we look at the images from the Golden Globes and from Paul Joseph Watson's tweets, and we see the drug dogs. We see the walls that they have erected. We see the armed security with the guns on the hips. They, and this is what you have to understand, folks, they are hypocrites of the highest order that will deny you security, call you hateful for asking for the most basic security, and yet they are surrounded by armed men and dogs and walls and every
thing they can possibly erect to separate themselves from, you know, you, from the dangerous public out there. Oh, but you want a little bit of protection for your family, for your house, for your nation? Well, you're just a hate racist, and, you know, maybe you need to be put in jail. That's what they think. It's racist. Climate change is racist. It's all racist. Laws are racist. Change is racist. You know, it's all nonsense. But line to give me exams in math. Although I'm having trouble. But earlier, really want to go to it now. I think you folks will really enjoy this video of from the France Yellow Vest protests. A little music video for you. You're really missing out. What you're missing out on is a let's keep it up so we can read the subtitles, guys. Basically, they're listing the two sides. They're saying bankers or the people who are just trying to make it together. You know, make it day by day. Is it the people who are ruling everything, or is it the people who are just trying to live their lives? Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? They say, who has nationwide support? The bad guys? Who uses tear gas? Are they the good guys? Who must endure it? The bad guys or the good guys? And of course, it's helped by the fact that it's, frankly, an adorable and super fun music video of a bunch of French kids and teenagers just dancing their hearts out and singing about this revolution that they're a part of. They're all wearing the yellow vest. They're having a great time. Saying successful hippies, the good guys. Are you scared of flower power now? I thought we thought you loved that. Who wants the EU at any cost? Who wants to only feed their children? So, I mean, that to me is, you know, possibly the only thing that our movement is really missing. You know, you can't deny the illogic of people. You can't deny people's willingness to go along with something simply because it looks like the people involved are having a great time and celebrating and happy. As much as we can come at people with the logic and the facts and the stats and the, you know, and show them very, very clearly, you know, intellectually, it's things like this that give you that visceral, you know, sort of like they're cool. They're having fun. They're having a great time, and you want to be there dancing along with them because they're having a great time. And it's like, that's what we need. And that's what the left understands. The left uses people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Lena Hidalgo or any of these people. They're very, very good at making them seem as if they are very, you know, relatable and fun, and it's cool to be on their side. And we need to not, you know, not scoff at the power of that type of presentation of these really very conservative and, you know, liberty-minded movements here. Folks, I'm sorry, we're having a little bit of audio problem, so I'm not going to be able to go to phone calls this segment. I do apologize for that, but stay on the line, and we'll get to you as soon as we get this worked out. I'll just go through some of these headlines about the yellow vest. Clashes erupt in Paris as yellow vests protest an unrepentant Macron. Macron is refusing to bow to the yellow vest protesters, but the yellow vest protests have been going on for weeks and weeks now, and just in the last week expanded from around 29,000 people to 50,000 people, almost doubling in number in a single week as these protests just get more and more intense, more and more well-populated, and more and more well-organized. In fact, we have the official charter of the Yellow Vest, 25 demands to end the crisis. I'll read them for you here. The general state of the tax system, they want to amend the Constitution and state from taking more than 25% of the income of citizens. At this point, citizens are giving upwards of 70% of their income to the French government. And many of these taxes are value-added taxes, which means they apply to everyone equally. There is no sort of staggered system where the rich pay more. They want actually an increase in the social welfare program, basic pension program. They want more hiring. I mean, it's a very interesting mix of anti-globalist stuff. I mean, they have anti-plastics. You know, they want to prohibit the marketing of plastic bottles. They want to rein in big pharma and pharmaceuticals. They want to ban GMO crops and carcinogenic pesticides. You know, so they've got their eye on the ball. They've got the right idea. Of course, they're from France, so they do have a more socialist bent on it. But the fact is, this is an uprising against the global elite and against the people that are running France into the ground, bankrupting and robbing the natural French citizens in favor of imported immigrants who, as the elite see, are more easy to control. That's where the French Yellow Vest protest is at.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Major headline here, former Venezuela Supreme Court judge flees to the U.S. and denounces Maduro. He says, I've decided to leave Venezuela and disavow the government of Nicolas Maduro, Zerpa said in an interview with EVTV, which is broadcast over cable and the internet. I believe Maduro, he says, does not deserve a second chance because the election he supposedly won was not free and competitive. Zerpa said in the interview that he described the Supreme Court of that country as an appendage of the executive branch. He said the justices were at times summoned to the presidential palace to receive instructions on how to rule in certain sensitive cases. Opposition leaders have urged foreign governments to not recognize Maduro after his inauguration on Thursday, and a group of Latin American nations on Friday called on Maduro not to take office. So socialism there. That's a Supreme Court justice not being a good socialist and doing what he's told. Now he flees to the United States. Might we see in the very short future a reversal of this position as we delve headlong into the socialist nightmare of the new democratic socialist? It's quite upsetting to see, folks. Luckily, we have the inspiration of the yellow vest to show us what a population who has had enough can do to their government, folks. The time is coming very, very rapidly that resistance to an overarching government will not, it won't be enough to just tweet stuff out. It won't be enough to just talk back. If the ideas that people like Ocasio-Cortez, who is being put forward, I mean, she's being championed as the new leader of the Democratic Party. If that is allowed to continue, just be ready, folks. Just be ready. Be prepared. Have your food stocked. Have your protection in line and be ready to defend your freedom against the encroachment of the international socialists. Now, I believe we can go to calls, and I'm sorry, Pastor Sam, for the false start earlier. But Pastor Sam, you are on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. Yes, patriots, don't do like me and run out of super blue toothpaste just because you're out of the country for 6 weeks. Because you got to have a little supply just in case it gets rough, which that's an excellent news article you just read, Harrison. That is where the real issues are, is in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. I would expect cruise missile strikes out of the Caribbean and out of the Atlantic any day, any night, and military intervention to prevent Maduro's new government from reseating itself on the 10th of January, which is only this Thursday. There have been a lot of rumblings towards that end, and we could just start from any direction, but that is the gist of the warning, is that war is imminent in Venezuela right now.
Wow. War is imminent. Well, yeah, a Supreme Court justice, this isn't just, you know, some guy leaving. I mean, this would be like, you know, Kavanaugh or Ruth Bader Ginsburg fleeing the country. I mean, this is the Supreme Court. This is a big deal. This is an important person basically telling the West, do not recognize Maduro.
Trump has led the way in sanctioning all of those Supreme Court justices and other high officials in the Maduro administration just to put this sort of pressure so that they cannot function as part of the international community, and they would have to choose to stay or to flee. and look for asylum elsewhere. There's a new Congress that was just elected, which is against Maduro, and the Supreme Court has issued them to be largely a figurehead where they don't really have any power through a constitutional change and a usurpation. But the new leader of the Congress just stood up 2 days ago and said, we are the only legitimate government of Venezuela. We will take back Venezuela. And, of course, that's a cry to the world for military help and military intervention, which has now aligned itself. You read in that article, Harrison, that a number of Latin nations had signed an accord asking Maduro to step down. This is what Trump lacked in 2017, is the support of the Latin presidents, the support of the international community. And I've detailed on the comms how there was a major meeting of the Organization of American States in Washington when all of our news said, oh, the government's shut. Trump's alone in the White House like Macaulay Culkin. Well, let me tell you, there was a major coalition of Latin American nations that met in Washington, and they are talking openly about a military solution, what exactly was not there a year ago. And I'm really kind of soft-pedaling this. If you look at the documents, Harrison, it is shocking, shocking, shocking. And barring his resignation, Maduro's, there will be an invasion.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's been kind of crazy there for a while. We saw there was that attempted assassination attack with drones last year. And of course, there were some people who tried to resist, and you had live video of them basically being hunted down by Maduro and killed for trying to resist his government. So God bless the Congress down there as they try to stand up against him. I'm not typically ever in favor of military intervention, but if the people of Venezuela ask for it and want it and are trying to resist their government, I say, great, let's go help them out.
A lot of people don't know that the Yellow Vest movement really started in South America and Venezuela's neighbor two doors down in 2017. There's a great article, I believe the British press put it out. If you want to understand the Yellow Vest in 2018, look at French Guyana in 2017. Mm. And that is one of the three Guyanas that are in danger of collapse. Of course, that was a French territory, but see, this is a problem for Macron. He's got his own independence movements, and he's on the verge of losing this foreign territory where they have their European Space Agency and do all their launches. The next Guyana over is run by a convicted drug trafficker. International warrants out for his arrest. And the actual Guyana, what we call Guyana, which is the Dutch Guyana, Venezuela's neighbor, it collapsed. The government collapsed in a no-confidence vote just 2 weeks ago. And so everything has fallen apart around Venezuela, and we are shoring up our allies, Bolsonaro in Brazil, Ivan Duque in Colombia. Ivan Duque just stood beside Mike Pompeo perhaps 5 days ago and said, there is a military solution. We are not going to allow this. I have all the comments on the comms translated in English with the articles, but he stood beside the U.S. Secretary of State and said, we're coming. Military forces on the table. And this is Colombia, Venezuela's neighbor and the nation most affected by refugees. So Americans, get your food, get your water, and on your knees. War is coming, and this time it's not a $2 trillion forever war. This is 1776 worldwide, and it's happening right here in the Americas.
What a great way to put it. 1776 worldwide. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam from Mexico City. 1776 worldwide. That is a great way to put it. The way I put it is a worldwide civil war. There are two factions, folks, humanity and the machine. Humanity and the international socialist who would subject you to slavery in your thought, your word, and your deed. Fight back against it. The lines are being drawn as we speak for this worldwide civil war, 1776 worldwide.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Kraglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
So we have a lot of news to get to for the rest of this day. I'm going to get to your calls, too, in the second half of this segment. I just want to run through some things. You know, I found this meme on Reddit. It's from I believe it's an Instagram called United Conservatives. It is a picture of a very beautiful family, mother, father, and three young daughters, all holding rather large and imposing-looking rifles. Fantastic trigger discipline on these young ladies. It says, United Conservative says, family goals, to be honest. Share this with your friends, y'all.
It says, every time you share this, a liberal's head explodes. Basically a well-adjusted American family with well-armed and well-trained young daughters. And the funny thing is this wasn't posted in the Donald. It wasn't posted in any of the conservative subreddits on Reddit.com. It was posted in the, quote, insane Facebook subreddit. This was posted with a title of something along the lines of, you know, look how insane these conservatives are. It's so interesting to me that you have people whose entire ideology, their entire identity is wrapped up in the idea that they are helping to empower women, until you put a gun in that woman's hand, the one object that empowers her above all others, the one object that puts her on equal footing with any man or woman on the face of the earth. True power, true independence, true self-determination, and you know, the inability to be taken advantage of. You put a gun in that woman's hand, well, suddenly that scares them and you're crazy. That's just the way the liberals are. When you want to talk about empowering people, if you want to talk about protecting women, I want women to protect themselves. I want them to be able to own a gun and fend off any potential attacker, be well trained in the use of that firearm for the protection of herself, her family, and her country. That is true equality, true feminism. They don't understand it. We have threats to free speech coming at us, ladies and gentlemen, that would blow your mind. University of Virginia med student receives 1 year suspension for exhibiting, quote, antagonistic and disrespectful behavior during a microaggressions lecture. So now if you don't quietly submit and agree with their indoctrination, well, you won't be able to be a doctor anymore. Okay, folks, you have to understand that they have been these socialists, these globalists, these liberals, so-called liberals, have so completely overtaken academia and politics and even the corporate world that we are rapidly entering a world in which if you don't agree with their indoctrination, if you don't submit to their ideas, to their ideology, you will not be allowed to work. You will not be allowed to have a profession. Your life will be ruined from day one if you don't submit. That's how socialism works. That's how communism works. So we need to fight back. We need a movement like the Yellow Vest movement in France. Now, the Yellow Vest movement has been sort of loosely conglomerated for a while, but they have not had a real set of ideas, beliefs, and demands until this list here, 25 demands to end the crisis. Now, naturally, as I mentioned before, they have some economic demands that I don't agree with because, you know, I don't think that it's good for the government to come in and, you know, for example, number three, massive hiring. They want to increase public sector to reestablish public services such as trains, hospitals, schools, and postal services. Although the reason that I understand this is because what the socialists have done with Agenda 21 is to force people into the cities by only providing services to the cities and then outpricing, you know, making it too difficult to live in the rural areas. And so they force people into the cities because that's the only place the services are offered. So if that's what this is saying, if it's saying we actually need more services out to the rural areas to serve people where they live, not just concentrate them in the cities, not just use these governmental services as, you know, weapons in their ideological war to try to consolidate and control people, but actually use it to serve the people it's supposed to serve, then I can't say that's such a bad idea. But continuing on from that, going into the politics segment of this list of 25 demands, this charter, the official charter of the Yellow Vest, we see very, very, very interesting demands, very sensical demands we need to adopt here. Of course, in economy, we also have end the banking monopolies, break up the too big to fail banks, separate regular banking from investment banking, and prohibit taxpayer funded bank bailouts. Yes, excellent. That is exactly what should happen. Because you understand that we have the government, we empower the government with this ability to make laws and use force. They have a monopoly on force. And
instead of using that to protect the little people against the big powers that be, against the banks that would take advantage of them, against the corporations that'll poison their food and water. No, the government is then is taken over by those corporations and those banks, and it's used to loot the people and give bailouts to the banks and give protection to the corporations. So, you know, as a libertarian, I want the government to do as little as possible, but this is a very applicable position of the government. The government is there to protect people against oppression and abuse from anywhere, whether it comes from the government itself or whether it comes from corporations or banks. That's what the government is there for. If they aren't protecting us, then no one is. So yes, this is a responsible use of the application of governmental power to stop the extortion of the people by the banks. Now in politics, they have Constitution. Rewrite the Constitution for the people and in the interest of national sovereignty. Okay? Prohibit lobbying and vested interest from political decision making. Permanent exclusion from political life of any elective having a criminal record. Put an end to the acclamation of mandates. I'm not even sure what that means, but I love it. Prohibit lobbying. Yes, please. Frexit. They want to leave the EU. Good, you should. Tax evasions. They want to clamp down on tax evasions by the ultra rich. Yes, recover the $80 billion abandoned by the state each year. Stop the privatization of public goods such as roads, airports, parking, trains, and re-nationalization of these services. Again, that's because the privatization has led to the limitation of these services to where they're only available in the cities, forcing people into the cities where they are more easily controlled. The yellow vests simply want their government to serve the people, not the interest of the global elite. They want to get rid of the radar and CCTV, withdrawal of unnecessary radars and video traffic monitoring, which is nothing but a tax scheme disguised. I don't have a single edit to that one. That's fantastic. And then national education. This is the key one. Number 13, national education. Remove all ideology from the Ministry of Education. End all destructive education techniques, in parentheses, globalist methodology. Folks, this is what we need. We need a large-scale political movement that makes these demands and says, we will not leave until you stop the banker bailouts, until you eliminate the ideology in the Ministry of Education, until you get rid of these, you know, so-called safety mechanisms such as the CCTV and radar that is actually just about surveillance and tax collection. Break up. They want to break up media monopolies and end their interference in politics. You know, it's a dangerous idea that you can get the government into the media. But, you know, the media is so corrupt at this point, so controlled by the deep state at this point. We have to do something because, you know, we're doing everything we can here at InfoWars to fight back against it. We are a lone, voice in the wilderness. We're blocked off every, you know, site, off every social media, anything. I mean, we're doing everything that we can, but we can only do it with your help. We can only do it if you help us get that information out there. If you go to InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com and support us, that's the only way right now we can fight back against the media. We don't want the government to have to come in and decide what media is good and what media is bad. You decide what media is good. You decide what media is bad. You decide that InfoWars is where you get the truth, unfiltered and unbiased, except on the side of liberty. Stay with us. Your call's on the other side.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula, the new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation. Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, last segment of the second hour. We return with the third hour and with Millie Weaver in just a few minutes. I want to finish up with this charter of the Yellow Vest because it really has some fantastic stuff in the second half. Then I'm going to get to your call before the end of this segment. And then on the other side, on 10 a.m., not only will Millie Weaver be breaking a major story, but we will get to some absolutely bombshell stories, bombshell news stories about Benghazi, about Alan Dershowitz and Epstein, and as he puts it, secret emails that will put prominent people in handcuffs. But that's all rumor for now. The real deal is the Yellow Vests as they terrorize not the French people, but the French elite. The elitists at the head of the French government are shaking in their boots and totally unsure of what to do because this list of demands that has been presented to them is not compatible with their globalist ideology and their plan for world domination. But we continue with health and environment. They want to get rid of planned obsolescence, which is a great idea, mandated guarantee from producers that their products will last at least 10 years. And the spare parts will be available during that period. Might be a little bit extreme, but definitely the idea of planned obsolescence is one that is used by many tech companies to guarantee continued, customers by making their electronics break after a very small amount of time. They also want to prohibit the marketing of plastic bottles, glasses, and other polluting disposable packaging, which clearly they're worried about the environment or about recycling. I'm more worried about the leaking of toxicity from plastic bottles and very
various plastic containers into the food. Pharmaceuticals is number 19 on the list. Weaken the influence of big pharma on health in general and hospitals in particular is their demand. They want, in the terms of agriculture, they want to ban GMO crops, carcinogenic pesticides, endocrine disruptors, and monocrops. Yes, thank God, number 20, that is a major one. And then they want to reindustrialize France to by reducing imports as well as pollution. Basically, right now, they shut down places in France, England, Germany, the U.S., and they send it all to China, where they know that the communist government there will not only use slave labor to keep the prices cheap, but they have absolutely no concern about environmental protection and will pollute with abandon and get cheap products that way, cut down on their overhead, simply in the process, the livelihood and lifestyle of the people of the West is sold out from underneath them, and that is one of the demands that the Yellow Vests demand they retract. They also want to end participation in NATO in the wars of aggression. They want to cease pillaging, interfering politically and militarily in Africa, which keeps Africa poor. Immediately repatriate all French soldiers, establish relations with African states on equal peer-to-peer basis. They want to prevent migratory flows that cannot be accommodated or integrated, given, as they put it, and I love this, the profound civilizational crisis that we are experiencing. Yes, folks, this is the native French people rising up against the elites who are actively trying to replace them. They admit it. They say it. Macron wants to bring in something like 200 million people from Africa in the next century. And then finally, they want to respect international law and the treaties we've signed. That's the final demand of the Yellow Vests. This is what we need in America, folks. This is what we need to combat the socialist takeover of America as it is occurring right now. We need a list of unalterable demands that very clearly lay out the threats and how to face them. Now, I go to the phone calls. Thank you so much for waiting, Jefferson. This is Jefferson in North Carolina. You are on the air.
Harrison, great job filling in.
I'm doing my best. Thank
you. You're getting some good stage time there, brother. The left will not stop. They will have to be stopped. They will fight to the death to not be free.
Absolutely.
Now, I would like to do a little war game exercise with you. I believe that, I don't know if you remember when Swalwell was talking about that he would nuke gun owners. Do you remember that tweet spat?
I remember it well, yeah. He said, he basically said, you don't want to give up your guns, we'll nuke you. It'll be fast.
I believe he was talking about a microwave weapon, not a nuclear weapon. I believe that at a certain point, the state will use future weapons against us. And the demographic bomb, in my opinion, is either already too far gone or it's going to be there soon. The courts aren't going to save us. There's basically not a political solution. So I'm asking you as a wargaming exercise, what do we do here? Because this is a big deal.
You know, this is exactly the question that I was entertaining and that was just running through my mind the entire weekend, because you're exactly right. It really is very apparent in my eyes that we are beyond the point of no return. And I don't want that to be the case. I would love to be able to tell you, you know, oh, we're winning. Everybody just, you know, do your part and vote for the right people and we'll be able to push this back. But I mean, you are exactly right. They are not going to stop. They are pushing full steam ahead. They are, just attacking us from every angle, whether it's politically, demographically, literally, you know, as Republican Swalwell puts it, in terms of using future weapons. I think you're right in the fact that the people in the army are still loyal patriots for the most part, and that if they want to use American soldiers on American soil, I think they will find that the army is less than willing to do that. Their options are to bring in foreign soldiers to try to keep us down, which with a well-armed American populace will not be a fun time for those foreign soldiers, or you use the technology to sort of separate yourself from the reality of the situation. That's actually why a lot of the drone operators have PTSD, because they feel so disconnected from the destruction that they are bringing upon the people, you know, that are the targets of their strikes. But this is a way of separating the soldiers from, you know, their enemies that allows them to see them as almost less than human, as just figures on a screen. And so I think if you do see the American government targeting and attacking American people, I think you're right that they'll do it technologically. They'll use their high technology in order to make it easier for them to convince the people who are actually doing the fighting, you know, to do it. You know, they don't have to look their neighbors in the face or in the eyes. They just press a button on a screen. It's far, far more easy. And of course, Swalwell, I think, was trying to make a joke. I think he was just kind of being snarky, but the intention is there. The underlying belief is there that we will destroy you. We will crush you if you don't do as we say. And we're seeing it exactly through Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And then you point out that the judges aren't going to stop it. The courts aren't going to stop it, because this takeover has been all encompassing. It has been through the media, and it has been, I mean, they use their money. They use these billions and billions of dollars to take over, you know, small positions, large positions, all over the place. The people, I mean, we're out of our depth a lot of the time. We're just trying to live our lives. We don't have time to scheme and, you know, conspire and do all this stuff. So my opinion is that it's up to every one of us to live our lives as an example of what it means to be an American, to be well-armed, to be well-trained, to be well-stocked with food, to have, you know, plenty of clean drinking water, to be ready for whatever comes down the pipe, to fight for, argue for, spread our ideology unwaveringly, unblinkingly in the face of the socialist onslaught, and don't go out and attack people, but live as an example of what it's like to be a free American, and show people that you don't have to be a socialist to have fun. I mean, that's what they're trying to present it as. So to me, it's like, you know, if you can go to your work and go to your job, and you hear somebody, you know, just say something flippant about, oh, well, Donald Trump is such a racist or whatever, you know, you don't have to fight him. You don't have to be mean to him. You can just kind of laugh at him or whatever, but just don't back down. Don't be shy about it, and just be like, well, actually, I love Donald Trump. I think what he's doing is great. So, you know, there's that. And if you don't love Donald Trump, then don't say that. But don't be afraid to argue on behalf of freedom, argue against this takeover, because people understand, man, people are not okay with, you know, 11-year-olds strip dancing at gay bars. Like, they're not okay with what's coming down the pipe. They just aren't aware of it. So make people aware of it and live your life as an example of a well-prepared, as the Minuteman, right? As the militiaman, as somebody who's willing to defend themselves and their family. In the last 30 seconds here, Jefferson, anything else you want to add?
Well, I agree and respect what you said. I feel that there's already tens of millions of foreign men in this country right now. Basically every city in the country is filled with foreigners, man. I mean,
it's a real thing.
So when you talk about the military won't do this or they will do that, what happens when that's no longer the case a few years from now? And what are we going to do?
Because you're right. It's now or never, man. It's now or never. This is the crucible. We either make it out of this on the right side of history, or I think you're exactly right. It's a tough world we're going to live in. I'll get to it on the other side.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan,
lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, final hour of The David Knight Show on today, January 7th, 2019. You know, I'm such a bad host. I haven't plugged once this entire show. And, you know, as much as I love, you know, trying to get through all these headlines and trying to break down for you fine people, the best audience in the entire world is the InfoWars audience, and I'm trying to do right by you to get you all this information you need to see, but we cannot do this. We cannot operate if you do not go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us, support us in our fight to bring forth the third great awakening, the real human fight, the real, as I put it, the worldwide civil war. Or as Pastor Sam puts it, the 1776 worldwide, the global resurrection of humanity in the face of the machine control and socialist domination of the global elites. I have Millie Weaver with me in the next hour. She's going to break some major news. We have reporters all over the United States breaking and covering the biggest stories. We have bombshell crew here. Working to get this information out to you. And as the last caller, who I really appreciate, Jefferson, he hung up during the break. I would have loved to keep him on because he had some great points. And I think he's thinking a lot what a lot of other people are thinking, which is, what do we do? It's too far now. We have to do something. I think the yellow vest protest is a fantastic example. I think the list of demands that they have for the yellow vest movement is a very good model to sort of start from and recognize that we need a similar list of demands and a political movement that we can center around to fight back against this. Because if we lay down now, it will be too late. What I can promise you is that no matter what happens, no matter what comes down the line, no matter what conflict breaks out or, you know, new scheme is hatched by the globalist elite to try to keep us down, InfoWars will be here reporting it to you, being the center of this revolution, being the fountainhead and being the tip of the spear in this global reawakening of humanity against the socialists who would enslave you and frankly want world domination. I mean, it sounds extreme, but it really is exactly what they're trying to do. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com is where you'll find the information you need to know exactly what's going on in the world that the media is not telling you. And then InfoWars Store is where you go to prepare for what's coming down the line. We have not only the supplements that you need to stay as healthy and active as you can, which is a very important thing. Not only does it, if stuff comes down and it starts to actually break out into conflict, not only will you need to be at the top of your A game, it keeps your mind sharp as well with things like Alpha Power, with things like, Secret 12 is a great one, B12, energy, you know, better than you could ask for. Knockout, help you sleep well. And so many of these are on sale right now. It's kind of ridiculous. And then of course, Survival Shield X2 and X3. Groundbreaking stuff. And then we have our newest product, the CBD rich hemp extract, which is yet another in the latest of a long line of groundbreaking products from InfoWarsStore.com and Alex Jones himself. And not only that, but do we have the preparedness tab on the InfoWars store where you will find anything from gas masks to tents to water filters to food supplies. This is what you need to guarantee that you yourself can be safe in the time of emergency, can be self-sufficient, and can, you know, supply things for your neighbors and loved ones. And you have to remember that, you know, you think, yeah, you know, that'd be nice to have if in case something ever happened. But, you know, it hasn't happened yet. So why would it happen in the future? If you don't buy it now, it'll be too late, folks. When the stuff hits the fan, you'll be thinking back, gosh, I sure wish I had just pulled the trigger and bought that, you know, food supply from InfoWarsStore.com. I sure am hungry now that the food lines have been cut and, you know, we're all standing in a government bread line. No, go to InfoWarsStore first before it's too late and get those products that you so desperately need. Stay with us, folks.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 7th of January, 2019. We are into the last hour of this show. Still a lot of news to cover. And I'm joined now by one of those who breaks the news, our all-star reporter, Millie Weaver. Millie, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, Harrison. I'm glad to help out, to help fill in. As we know, David Knight recently had a heart attack. And I just want to say thank you to everyone out there who give, you know, they gave prayers and thoughts and have been wishing him well. Now, I want to get into a couple stories here before I break the big news, big story that I have here today, which I'll give you a little hint. It has to do with Desmond Napoli, the drag kid out of New York who has been performing at gay bars and adult clubs, which is absolutely horrendous. I mean, can you imagine having your child or a kid perform in front of a bunch of adults in a seductive, sexualized manner? Absolutely unacceptable. But luckily, we had somebody who went in undercover and got some pretty amazing footage from this gay bar called the $3 Bill that had actually had Desmond perform there routinely. So we will be releasing that video footage and that breaking story soon. But first, I wanted to get into a couple stories here. Now, for many of you guys who haven't heard yet, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is set to miss her first appearance on the Supreme Court because she's recovering from a cancer surgery. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg had two cancerous nodules removed from her left lung, and this isn't the first time that she's undergone surgery for cancer. She went under surgery back in 1999 and 2009, and she's been receiving medical treatment for cancer kind of on and off throughout her life. So, but this is the first time out of all those times that she's actually going to miss a, you know, oral argument for the Supreme Court. And, you know, she's had a long 25 years. She keeps on chugging along. Everyone's kind of wondering how much longer she can go. But we know that, you know, Ruth and are very determined to keep her going as long as and hiring while Trump Trump pick another Supreme? I mean, it's been amazing so far. Pick some conservative amendment, pro just trying to keep Ruth going as long as possible. Now, the fact that she isn't showing up here today for these oral arguments, is that a sign here that her health is dwindling and that we might see her bow out, which would allow Trump to pick another Supreme Court justice? So that's some interesting news here. She is 85 years old. She's getting older here. I mean, we've all seen her in those hearings and meetings where she's falling asleep. She can't even stay awake throughout them. So we don't know if we're going to see her bow out anytime soon, though. You know, another interesting story has been with Hank Johnson, the Democrat representative from Georgia. Now, many of you guys might remember him as the representative that infamously said that he was fearful that the island of Guam would tip over if the population got too big. Well, Hank Johnson decided to come out and slam Trump pretty hard, of course, calling him a racist and comparing him to Hitler, and essentially saying that his followers are older, less educated, less prosperous, they die earlier, they suffer from alcoholism, drug overdoses, liver disease, and, you know, simply a broken heart caused by economic despair. So Representative Hank Johnson is making all of these assertions about Trump supporters, which is very disrespectful and not true at all whatsoever, just like it's not true that the island of Guam will tip over if the population gets too big. But hey, want to talk about less educated? Let's talk about our Democrat politicians that think islands will tip over. So that's just pretty amazing here. Now, representative from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, came out and he reprimanded Representative Hank Johnson. If you don't remember, Dan Crenshaw is the representative who has an eye patch. He's an American veteran. The left came out hard against him and made fun of him for having an eye patch, which personally, I know my son absolutely loves the guy because my son is 3 years old and he's obsessed with pirates and thinks they're the coolest thing ever. So, you know, I think the guy looks pretty cool. He looks like some kind of something out of a James Bond movie with his eye patch. But nonetheless, the Democrats, of course, made fun of him. Well, Dan Crenshaw came out and essentially said that, you know, what Hank Johnson was doing was completely inappropriate. It was dishonest intellectually, and that he was essentially insulting Jewish people by even trying to compare Trump to Hitler, because you're actually like lessening the brutal evilness of Hitler by trying to even compare him to Trump when you can't compare them at all whatsoever. We know that that's just an absolute farce that the left has to try to compare Trump to Hitler. So that's an interesting thing we have here where, you know, we have this representative that thinks islands are going to tip over, but he's also towing the leftist narrative that Trump is a racist and all Trump supporters are uneducated rednecks.
Well, Millie, this is where you get the desire for Democrats and liberals to have people be totally historically illiterate or illiterate in general, where you can think that islands float. Well, they also want you to think that, you know, history is nothing but, you know, slavery, Hitler, and then that's all. That's all you know. And so you have no context or no ability to understand exactly the intricacies of history and all sorts of different things. And so, yeah, you can actually think Donald Trump's as bad as Hitler. If you don't know anything about Hitler, it's pretty easy to think that. It's, you know, purposeful imbecility, I would say, to keep people dumb, because you got to be dumb if you accept these ideas.
Exactly. And we know that Alexandria Cortez, she recently said that Trump is a racist, a known racist. And, you know, the left just likes to compare him. It's their tactic. They compare him to racists, to Hitler. And we know that this is just a tactic that the left uses. Now, I want to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and how, you know, she's been promising this new Green Deal and saying that we need to, as Americans, spend $40 trillion on her Green New Deal, right? Where we give illegal immigrants free health care, all Americans college, you know, all these different Obamacare, her green energy bills that she wants to pass through. This is $40 trillion in a 10-year span that she wants us to add to our debt. Yet, meanwhile, Democrats are saying that the $5.7 billion that Trump wants to build a wall is unreasonable and that it's too high. Give me a break. That is a tiny, minute fraction of the amount of money. I mean, $5.7 billion for a wall compared to $40 trillion for her Green New Deal. Yet somehow they're supposed to think that Americans are just dumb and that we're just going to believe that, you know, that, oh, it's too much money to ask for to build this wall. Yet we should sign up for what she's promising.
They're not just against spending the $5 billion for the wall. Then they come back and say, but we want $12 billion for foreign aid, including $700 million to help perform abortions in other countries. So, yeah, it's not about the money. They have an ideological goal that they're trying to achieve. And I think this Green New Deal is, I mean, it's almost comical in the fact that they're just basically just coming out and saying, hey, we're going to pretend to be arguing for the environment, but in reality, we're just shoveling in and ham-fisting in socialism. I mean, the whole point of the Green New Deal, supposedly to deal with environmental problems, well, they say environmental justice and equality, which is really social, economic, racial, regional, and just and gender-based justice. What is gender-based justice? It's completely ridiculous. Millie Weaver is with me. You're watching The David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith. Stay with us. On the other side, we break some news about the disturbing trend of young trans people.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
A dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance. and we are winning. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As you know, ladies and gentlemen, the people trying to overthrow America are not just doing so politically, they are attempting to undermine the very foundations of reality. One of the ways that they are doing that is through the promotion of transgenderism and cross-dressing and all these sorts of confusing things to children, I would say, and they are targeting them at children. With more on this story, we have InfoWars reporter Millie Weaver. Millie, take it away.
All right, so we're going to be breaking down this latest report that we have here regarding the young drag performer named Desmond is Amazing. Now, Desmond is Amazing, Desmond Napolis, is only 11 years old. He's a young boy, and he likes to dress up in drag. Now, it's important to note here that Desmond is not a transgender child. It is stated on his website that he, in fact, identifies as a boy, but is gender fluid and just enjoys dressing up in drag and dressing up like a woman. Now, that's important to note here. I mean, not that it matters too much, because either way, you shouldn't have a child, whether they identify as being transgender or gay or just as a drag kid, performing at adult-like venues where you have grown men throwing dollars at them on stage as they dance and remove articles of clothing. It's inappropriate. It's unacceptable. I'm going to be releasing this video for you guys here, but I just want to say I could never imagine even having my daughter perform in front of a bunch of grown adults at a bar, dancing around with them throwing dollars at her. I remember when I was a kid, my dad freaked out even if I wore spaghetti strap shirts. I wasn't allowed to paint my nails even, let alone wear makeup when I was 8 or 9 or 10 years old. So the fact that we're just seeing this sexualization of children at such a young age is disturbing, and it should be disturbing to everyone. This shouldn't be an issue of homosexuality or homophobia, because overall we should even be criticizing these toddlers and tiaras phenomenon, where we have young little girls being put up on stage, dancing around in seductive manners, wearing all kinds of fake hair, makeup, even false teeth so that they don't have baby teeth, so that it appears that they have adult women's teeth. This is disgusting. It's unacceptable. We cannot be allowing this as grown adults to happen in our society, because children are being sexually exploited here. Now, we had someone who is a friend of a friend. This guy is Jovi Vall. Many of you guys may remember him, where he crashed Shakespeare in the park. Jovi Vall went undercover and went into this gay bar in which Desmond Napolis performed at. The gay bar is called $3 Bill, which is an interesting name. Many people know the saying, you're faker than a $3 bill. Essentially, the store itself, the restaurant, the bar, has a logo of a triangle with women's legs with three legs. So this is kind of interesting here. It's a whole take on the gay scene, the trans scene. And so he's performing at this well-known queer bar in Brooklyn, New York. And so we had Jovi Vall, who went in undercover. There's the image right there. It shows a $3 bill. It's got men's hairy legs wearing heels with three legs. Very suggestive of it being a queer bar and a bar in which there are drag performances at. Now, here's the video. We're going to roll to it right now. I'm going to let you guys watch it through, and then I'm going to go in depth and cover some of the issues here and the loopholes that they're using to allow underage children to perform at queer bars. Go ahead, roll the clip.
So, you have a point? You have points?
Pointers? Yeah.
Yeah, for the pool table.
Yeah, yeah.
How much is it?
$2.
Okay.
Hey, is this, I heard Desmond's at this place, right?
A while ago.
Yeah, yeah. Would you guys be willing to throw like another coming out party, coming out trans for kids kind of event here?
It's not trans. It's a drag. It's a performance. It's different.
Oh, so he identifies as a boy, but he likes to dress like a girl.
Yes.
I didn't even know that. See, I thought he was just a trans boy.
Yeah, because we heard, I don't know if it was this place. It could have been this place, it could have been the place next to it, but it was this place, right?
That does make sense.
With the kid?
Yes. Okay. But he has permits. He is a performer in the state of New York. He has licenses to perform.
Okay. He's not 10, he's 11.
Yes.
Okay. So they, I don't know where he got the whole thing. But yeah, but how young?
Okay, so let's pause it really quick. It's kind of hard to hear, so we have subtitles on the video footage here for those of you guys who are watching the show. But what's actually being talked about here is you have one of the bartenders, the people who've worked at this gay bar for a long time, talking about Desmond Napolese and how Desmond is actually a licensed performer. He has permits to perform in New York. That is the loophole that his parents and these adults are using to allow these young children to perform at adult bars after 10 o'clock at night. Now, most children, underage children, are not allowed to be performing at any type of these venues, especially after 10 o'clock at night. But if, in fact, they are going to, the loophole is to simply permit them as performance artists or as performers, similarly how, you know, many strippers are licensed as performers. And that's the loophole in which they can allow young children, even as young as 6 years old, to perform at adult queer bars in front of a bunch of adults. So that's important to note here that this isn't just a transgender kid that, you know, ever so often he just goes up and dances around and it's some innocent thing here. No, the parents are having him be licensed and permitted as a drag queen performer, so that he can have this loophole to perform in front of adult men at these bars, dancing around on stage in a seductive manner while they throw dollar bills at him. This is disgusting, okay? It's not what they're trying to portray in the LGBTQ community, that he's just some trans kid. He's not. He is simply a boy that likes to dress in drag. So let's go back to the clip.
As long as they're a performer and in the state of New York, you have licensing, you're allowed to perform wherever you like.
No, but these kids are not performers. These kids are
This is the government licensing.
Like, how young can we bring a kid to the bar? Because I honestly didn't think you could bring kids to the bar, but if there's an event and they're paying for it and everything like that, what's the youngest we can do for it?
I have no idea. This is a government licensing issue that is completely separate than what I can offer you. Past 10 o'clock, you have to have licensing.
6 years old, right? 6 years old are fine.
Past 10 o'clock in the state of New York, you have to have licensing if you're going to be performing within a bar setting. So otherwise, if you wanted to throw in a fundraiser for children, as to my understanding, you could have a fundraiser with drag kids.
With children. With kids.
So there you have it, folks. This is how they're allowing children to perform at grown queer bars. They simply register them, get them licensed as performers, and that's how they're allowed to have them in these gay bars past 10 o'clock at night so that grown adults can fawn over them. So unacceptable. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm Millie Weaver filling in for David Knight.
Mm-hmm.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select, storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, it's The David Knight Show.
That's right. We are exercising our First Amendment rights while we're still able to do so. Harrison Smith sitting in today for David Knight, joined by, of course, Millie Weaver, who just aired some groundbreaking footage of an undercover operative going in and finding out some inside information about the bar where Desmond is amazing, the 10 or I suppose 11-year-old drag queen has performed in the past. And Millie, to me, the most striking thing about that video was
the way that they almost put off morality on the state. It's like, well, is this good or bad that we have a child essentially stripping for grown men? And the answer is, well, he's licensed. Well, he's licensed by the state. And so it's this, you know, it's indicative of this idea that the state is the one that decides morality. And well, if the state says it's okay, then it's okay. And it's frankly sickening to me, but it's fantastic footage. But that's what stood out to me in that footage, Millie.
Exactly, Harrison. You know, because I was contemplating, how is it that these underage children are even being let into these bar settings? How are they being allowed into these queer bars, into any bar in general, to perform? Well, it's quite simple. They're using the loophole that if they register permit their children as performers or performance artists, well, then those children are legally allowed to go into those adult clubs past 10 o'clock at night and perform. So that is an interesting thing to note here, that the parents are willing to go through all of those loopholes to have this 10 or 11 year old boy perform in these drag performances. We need to reevaluate the morality of the issue, because this doesn't even seem to be discussed here in this video. Essentially, this undercover reporter, Joe V. Val, who, you know, we know him from Shakespeare in the Park when he disrupted that. It was a big Trump hating fest there. But he went in there asking around to see if he could set up a young drag kids festival at this same bar that Desmond Is Amazing has performed at. And that was what he was using to fish and kind of find out more information. And sure enough, they find out that's the loophole they're using. That's how they're getting these young kids into these queer bars. And we have to remember that this is the remnants of the club kid scene. So when we've seen this New York club kid scene, this scene is full of drugs. It's full of, you know, promiscuity and all kinds of things that are of adult nature that children should not be necessarily participating in. It's not an issue of being homophobic or being against the gay community. That's not at all. You know, Desmond Napoli's mom has come out after all this backlash, and she's trying to claim that this is just, the criticisms are just blatant homophobia and a display of the grossly outdated belief that gay men are pedophiles. So she's going out there trying to say that, oh, us criticizing, anyone that criticizes the sexual exploitation of these children is just a homophobe.
Millie, hold on. You're telling me that she's fighting back against the smear that gay men are pedophiles by having her young child dance in a sexual manner in girls' clothings on a runway. That's her combating the idea that gay men are pedophiles. That takes a special type of brain to think that that's working on your behalf. That's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like someone who's just desperately trying to excuse their inappropriate bad parenting to me. That's what it sounds like to me. It doesn't really make much sense what she's saying here, but this is her quote. This is what she was saying. So here's the interesting thing here. What do we do about these situations? Because we are seeing more and more of these drag kid festivals or this exploitation of children propping up all across America. You know, that video report that I did that got a lot of attention, and it's still going viral to this day, where I went in undercover in Austin and exposed those children being sexually exploited. And, you know, you had these drag performers performing, you know, dancing and gyrating on the floor in front of young children. And I just remember sitting there, because I was in disguise as Rainbow Snatch, and I'm thinking to myself, what do I even do or say in this situation? I felt so gross and creeped out, even just sitting there in a chair filming undercover, as though I'm like, am I doing something wrong? Am I doing something illegal just sitting here watching this? Because it just felt so unbelievably wrong. I could never imagine putting my child in that situation, boy or girl.
It's so sick. Yeah. And they tell you, oh, it's the progressive. It's, you know, really, if you do it, you're open. And if you think that this is gross or weird, you're just a insane right-wing bigot.
But you're exactly right. You pointed out that, like, no, if this was a little girl, it would be, you know, just as bad, if not worse. I mean, just as bad for sure. It has nothing to do with the fact that the kid is, you know, wearing this type of clothing or anything like that. I mean, it's just, it's sick and it's wrong to have kids dancing on stage in a sexual manner while grown men throw money at them. Like, are we so far gone that I actually have to explain that that's a messed up way to be? Like, it is insane. And the idea that they would try to claim that it was homophobia to try to protect children like this. You know, this is one of those, instances where when you say, like, think of the children, we need to protect the children. We're not using, you know, when socialists do that, it's simply because they're using children to try to put forward one of their schemes of domination. But we're literally like, no, these children need to be protected from their parents, from whoever is doing this to them, because it's abuse. Full stop.
Exactly. You know, at that last drag festival where we had the other young drag kid performer, E, performing in front of a bunch of adults. There were picture photo ops that were being taken with E standing next to adult men who literally had nothing on but glitter covering their genitals.
Yeah.
I mean, in what world is that okay? But somehow because, oh, it has to do with the LGBTQ community, we have to just turn a blind eye to it. Otherwise, we have the fear of being called homophobes, or what's next, pedophobes. I mean, are we
right,
not allowed to be fearful of pedophiles or take issue with pedophiles in the community? This is where it's heading, and it's not okay. You know, I've talked to a fair amount of pro-LGBTQ people who are more Democrat or liberal-minded, and most of them are sane, and most of them say, no, they recoil at this. They say this is not okay to be sexualizing and exploiting these children. But then there are the people who think this is okay, and of course the parents who think this is okay, and subject their children to it as though this is some okay new progressive way of parenting. Meanwhile, you have liberals want to constantly be telling conservative parents how to parent their children. You have to vaccinate your kids, otherwise it's child abuse. Hey, you're putting your kids at queer bars dancing up as drag queens on stage, and we're not allowed to call that child abuse, but you say, oh, because I don't want to vaccinate my child full of your vaccines, full of chemicals that have this high occurrence of autism and autoimmune diseases, that somehow I'm abusing my child? Give me a break. This is what's happening right now, and our parental rights are being eroded all the while. Our children are being attacked by this progressive community that wants to indoctrinate them with LGBTQ propaganda belief systems. And in the public schools, we're also having the children be subjected to a myriad of anti-gun propaganda, anti-white propaganda, anti-heterosexual propaganda. I mean, the list goes on and on. And anti-founding fathers, by the way, most of the schools these days are completely destroying the fabric of our nation and what it means to be American and how we should be instilling pride in our nation and our children. No, they want to just completely rewrite everything. Don't teach children cursive anymore. I mean, what are we coming to? This is the age that we're coming to.
It's coming from every angle. It's being taught in the schools. You see Desmond is Amazing on Good Morning America, and they're celebrating him. I mean, it's all coming down, folks. More with Millie Weaver on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The greetings of people in trouble.
Final segment of The David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight with my co-host for the hour, Millie Weaver. Thanks so much, Millie, for coming on and joining me here. David is eager, very eager to get back in the saddle and get back to delivering the news as only he can do. Unfortunately, his health is preventing him from doing that, but just know he's active on Twitter right now, and he'll be back in the saddle just as soon as possible. Now, Millie, there's a lot of big news today, and God, I really don't want to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but it's almost like you can't avoid it. But I'll pass on to you the question that I keep getting. I got it from a caller earlier today. I got it from a lot of people over the weekend that I was talking to. And it's basically, what do we do? What do we do to combat this onslaught, deluge of socialism now coming out just out in the open? She says, I am a radical. She says, Donald Trump is a racist. No questions. Absolutely, he's a racist. And then, of course, you have the Green New Deal, where they basically say, hey, we're going to radically overhaul the entire government, the entire culture, the entire system of America into socialism, towards communism. They're going to promote equality based on gender and race and all these sort of arbitrary measurements. And the reality is they're just trying to use the idea of the environment or of climate change or whatever they want to call it these days to bring about total governmental control over the people of America. So the question is, what do we do? How do we fight back against this? Millie Weaver.
Well, in order to fight back against this, we have to understand how things have gotten to be this way in the first place. It's the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. You know, there's no coincidence that we have all of these young millennials wanting socialism and communism, thinking that this is the solution and that it's a viable option. How did we get here? Why do we have these young millennials all thinking this? Well, I can tell you from my own experience, since I myself am Millennial Millie, I'm a millennial, I can tell you how a lot of my peers have fallen into this pit trap and what has caused it. It is by design. We have these globalists, the Clintons, the Bushes. I mean, all these globalists have been in power for a good amount of time, and they've had time to put through policies and make certain things happen, like NAFTA and whatnot, to influence our economy in such a negative way that millennials would then come to find socialism as the answer. For example, when we had the economic collapse in 2008, most millennials were young and they witnessed their parents having this financial hardship. When we saw the housing markets crash, many millennials saw their parents' homes being taken from them by these big banks who, during the BCCI hearings, these big banks didn't really get the punishment that they deserved. They were able to allow for all of this chaos to happen, make out like bandits, and then settle very small amounts of money with the American courts to essentially give some kind of recompense of damages to the American people. Meanwhile, all these American families, they lost their homes. The millennials were all told in school by teachers, by people of authority, you have to go to college. You have to take out these student loans. Otherwise, it's either college or minimum wage. You're going to be poor. You're going to struggle your whole life. So what do? The parents, these millennials, they take out these big student loans, this huge student debt. They send their kids off to college. The kids are left with an insane amount of student debt. Meanwhile, the value of their degrees goes down because you have everyone and their mom going to these universities. And you don't have as many of the positions and the jobs available that require the degrees that you used to. So now what do you have? You have these millennials who their parents lost their homes, or the economy caused their dad or their parent to go out of work. And that, you know, we saw this whole Occupy Wall Street movement. That's what that was about. People's homes were being taken. The economy was bad. People felt like they were being stolen from and cheated from. And why? Well, because we had these politicians, a lot of them Democrat politicians, like the Clintons, who put through NAFTA and these deals that would cause all of these industry jobs to leave and to go to other nations, other countries. We saw this mass exodus of jobs over the last couple decades in America. We don't really have too much of manufacturing left here at all. So you took away this whole industry. It's kind of funny, Harrison, that we hear these, what do they call them? IWW, communist kids. They call themselves industrial workers of the world. Oh, sorry, but you guys are not industrial workers. Okay, you can't claim you're industrial workers because I guarantee none of you have industry jobs. We don't have industry jobs here in America very much anymore. And that was the whole point of Trump. The whole point of Trump was he wants to bring back our industry jobs, the coal mining jobs, the steel, all those industry jobs that left and went overseas because of horrible Democrat policies.
Yeah.
So you can't say you're an IWW, industrial worker of the world, when the only jobs that are here in America for you are service industry jobs. You're service industry. You are service workers of the world. You work at McDonald's. You work at a Burger King, at the mall, selling clothing. These are the jobs that are available for these millennials while they're trying to go to college, while they're amassing all of this student debt that they have no way of paying. I mean, the interest rates on the student debt is insane. It's like they're taking out a mortgage or a house payment just to try to get their college degree. Many of them getting into college through affirmative action and these other programs like we're seeing David Hogg. I mean, he's an example. He's getting into Harvard when his test scores, man, he shouldn't be getting into Harvard, but that's setting him up for disaster because there's a higher likelihood that he will flunk out. And right. Guess what? You flunk out, you still have to pay back that student debt. So the problem here is all of these policies, these horrible things that we saw the boomers, many of which were baby boomers, push through, the Clintons, you know, this was their deal. They pushed through all these horrible Democrat policies, destroying industry jobs. A lot of these millennials should have been encouraged to go and get into blue collar jobs, because many of the millennials that are happy, that are Trump supporters, are ones like my brother who got into construction. My brother's making way better money than most millennials that went to college to get some business degree or whatever degree they got, who then still have to work a service industry minimum wage job, whereas you can go work construction, get paid $20, $25, $30 an hour, and you're still better off. You don't have the student debt, you see?
Right.
So
right.
we need more trade jobs in America.
Right. So we have this like concerted effort over decades to get the jobs overseas, to crush the education system and take it away from real stuff and focus more on, you know, whatever diversity quotas that they want to teach at that particular time. And then you have like the recession with the big gift to the banks, the big bailout, and you have all these governmental policies that are ruining the potential for these millennials to be able to live a good life. And then they're told by the media and everybody else, it's capitalism's fault. So you have the government causing the problem. It's the Hegelian dialectic, like you pointed out
exactly.
Just a few minutes ago. They cause the problem, and then they tell you, no, it's actually capitalism that's the problem, to wedge you into socialism. And then you really have to understand that this is an ongoing plot that has gone on for decades and decades. And the interesting thing is, Donald Trump came in and sort of put a stop to it, sort of was a bulwark and a wall saying, whoa, this is going to stop now. And instead of them sort of going, whoa, maybe we need to step back and maybe, you know, be a little bit more light with our touches and be a little bit more friendly or whatever, they just have gone full bore and said, no, you know what? Yeah, that is what we're doing. We are trying to create a globalist super state. And if you stop us, you're racist. So they've just gone full bore at this point. No stopping.
Exactly. And this is why the Democrats are appealing to millennials so much, because Democrats, they're not necessarily offering them the real solutions that they need, but they're offering them the solutions that they think that they want. Right. Mm-hmm. So when Obama's talking about, oh, let's, you know, wipe away all this student loan debt. And when you have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying, well, socialism is the real answer here. Communism is the real answer here. It's something foreign. It's something new to many millennials, even though we know communism has been around for a very long time and it's been failing for a very long time. They think it's a new thing that will work better and be more fair than what they've experienced through capitalism, when we know that yep. The capitalism that they experienced was one that was sabotaged.
It was distorted. Yeah, it wasn't real.
It was sabotaged.
Yeah, exactly. they've been tricked. They've been dumbed down by their schools, by the chemicals in the water, and they're just being tricked and fooled. Thank you so much, Millie Weaver. Excellent, as always. Find her videos at Infowars.com at Millennial Millie. This has been Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Join me tomorrow, folks. Thanks for being with us. Stay tuned. Alex Jones on the other side. Don't miss it.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.